Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tuesday, draft week. We've got two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Chance to win $2,000. 2 days away from night one of the NFL draft. Good morning.
So close. So close.
Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. We'll have Ross Tucker at 7:02. John, you go back with Ross. He's got thoughts on the Lions and the draft and the day that will be Thursday.
Yeah, and the way that they're doing it. The best player available, that's kind of always been the debate, but we saw Brad Holmes last year personify that theory.
Well, he took it to the extreme, and we're going to talk about Brad Holmes at 6:30 this morning. 6:35, we'll get into what's different with this draft and with Brad Holmes. You heard in the update, Tigers win.
Yesterday was a pleasurable watch.
I mean this with no smarm. Smarm removed from the room.
Can you do that?
We're about to find out. That was just a good game. That was a complete game. That's one of the most complete games the Tigers have played in years. And can we just suspend, well, what about later in the year for a minute? I will remove all smarm, all doubt, and just kind of bask in what last night was. That was a team that hit for power, can early, Parker Meadows, moonshot, 427 to straightaway center. That was base running, Javi Baez, couple hits from Javi Baez, couple plays in the field from good Javi Baez.
Yep.
It's Colt Keith going air Gostis Bear, going up and making a play with his mitt in the air. It's defense, it's hitting, it's an ace on the bump in Tarek Skubal. It's the best bullpen in baseball saying, hey, you could turn this game off if you want. It was as complete a game as they have played in years top to bottom.
And back-to-back performances, right? Finishing up winning the series in Minnesota 6-1 and then coming and lighting the bats on fire. I mean, that's in any other ball club, you're looking at this game going, all right, 11 hits, yeah, that's good, and maybe a little bit above average, but for the Tigers, that's on fire. And it's something that we can bask in that glow right now. And yeah, there's, like you said, there's things throughout the rest of the season that we'll be able to talk about. This is very reminiscent of us doing a show down at Hockey Town, and they were, what, 5-1 or 5-0, whatever it was at that time going into that home series. Just sitting there going, man, this feels good. Can we just enjoy the moment? And I'm curious, throughout the course of the year, with a team that is still above 500, and this is, and I understand when I say this, low bar.
Yeah.
Very low bar. But how many times will we be able to say, can we just enjoy the moment? And right now, at where they are at 13-10, can we just enjoy the moment? We wanted to enjoy it early on. Can we enjoy it now that we're 23 games in? Will we be able to enjoy it at the end of April? What will we say at the end of May, at the end of June? And who knows? Because the division appears in a small snapshot of this season so far to be better than expected.
And it's a cliche, but it's 162 games. There's going to be wild swings over 162. You say something today, could be a very different team in May, June, and July. Hell, we've seen this team have terrible Aprils. I'll take this.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take 13-10, right? And we talked about our bar for this baseball team at 16-14 at the end of the month.
Only got to go 3-4.
3-4.
Don't even have to be 500 in the next seven.
and you're going to get three against the Royals, who are the team tied for second in the AL Central. Again, very early. But this is a check-in, and we're going to do this a bunch of times throughout the summer. But off the complete game that they played last night, yeah, everybody should be in a pretty good mood.
Yeah. The only – do I even want to say it? Now I'm going to be you.
Oh, no.
The only downer is that you're coming off of that performance and a great performance by Mize, a great performance by Skubal.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
And you're going at 6:50 tonight.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Maeda is going to take the
mound. No!
How many innings does he go? He can't even eat innings.
John, I said I wasn't going to be smarmy, and you're just walking me right off the plank at the edge of the ship. Uh-huh. Soft serve, 88, high in the zone. It's going to be T-ball tonight.
Yeah,
I understand. Maeda, he's typically not a good pitcher early in the season. He's a veteran. I don't have high hopes for tonight. But John, last night was a complete baseball game from the Detroit Tigers. How about the Detroit Tigers, right?
Yes.
And Skubal, you mentioned stuff with the pitching. 9 strikeouts, only give up 3 base runners, no walks, 6 innings. I think people want to see him pushed a little later into games, right? And I think that'll come. But dude's in the Cy Young mix. Cy Skubal. I was looking up some of the numbers, and we're starting to get, in 5 starts now. So you're starting to get a decent amount of comparable stats. Skubal now on the season has an ERA of 1.82, 10th in all of baseball. He's got a whip, 0.74. It's the second best in all of baseball. Opponents are hitting 162 against him, top 5. And he's 6th in strikeouts with 35. I mean, he's a top 5 pitcher in all of baseball right now. I mean, Cy Skubal, that's what we expected coming into the season. You talk about meeting expectations or exceeding expectations. The dude can deal every time he's on the bump.
I mean, that's what's fun. Every time he takes the mound, you're thinking this could be a win. Every time Casey Mize takes the mound, they actually have one. And that's where it's exciting, because you have a couple of pieces now that you feel like you can count on. And when was the last time you had anything that you felt like you could really rely upon with the Tigers? Now, okay, with, it's once every 5 games. For Skubal, it's once every 5 games. So now we're talking about twice in 5 games. We've got something that we can count on. And Maeda, Flaherty, Olson, like, okay, come along. Let's get to the party. And who knows? Who knows what can happen?
Ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. Cookies needs to listen to John and learn to let things play out. He's been complaining about the bats, and guess who's starting to warm up? Would we classify the Tigers' bats as warming up?
Well, so I don't know if people could hear me. As you were talking there, I started to chuckle a little bit, because I still look at the numbers. And yes, we can celebrate Parker Meadows' home run.
What's his batting average, John?
It's still not 100. And I don't mean this with any ill will towards Parker Meadows, but I'll just say there's still a long way to go for a lot of these batters. And, Torque, all right? He had a good weekend, a good Friday, and a good Sunday. And maybe we're just sitting there going, okay, we could count on every other day from him from this point on, though I would be okay with that for what he is. And hopefully that generates something a little bit more as we continue to go. Kerry Carpenter has probably been the brightest spot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at the plate. Mark Canna with 4 home runs. Like, there are some positives, but then you also look and you say, well, Jake Rogers. It was fun yesterday when he was smart on the base paths, was able to slide into third under a tag, keep a rally going, but he's still only batting 119. Parker Meadows with the home run, he's still under 100. Javi is starting to, It looks like a couple of days of old Javi Baez. Now, old Javi Baez, to me, is still not great. Is still not a great player, but he has been very opportunistic.
They're still one of the worst offenses in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And Javi is incredibly streaky.
And hopefully,
most of the time, it's a cold streak. Yep. You'll take the hot streak, and he's certainly on one right now. I think it's 7 hits in the last 6 ball games. Had a couple hits last night. And surprise, surprise, the Tigers win. They hit a little bit, they win. 13-10 on the season. Ticket Texter says, glad to hear Jim's excited about the Tigers, but please no Tiger car flags. Jake and Howell.
Yes, no car flags, no Costa locks. Let's not get carried away. Let's just, as you said, enjoy the moment.
248-539-9797. Are the Tigers better or worse than you expected? 635, Lions fans talking Brad Holmes and the mood this week, draft week, 97.1.
Hey, the road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can get on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose, and you can use that during the rest of the NBA playoffs. Here's what you can bet on. Three-pointers made in a game by an individual, by a team, total, whatever you want, over-under point totals, first basket score. There's a lot, so explore the app and find out more. It's a lot of fun. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scuba was dealing, and I say it, no smarm. Most complete game they've played in a while. Just a good mood. Scuba goes 9 strikeouts, 6 shutout innings. Cy Scuba, top 5 in most major categories.
Yeah.
They got a real ace, and he throws every fifth day. And they were swinging an aggressive bat, hitting for some power, running the bases aggressively. They won that game convincingly. Top to bottom, defense, pitching, hitting.
Yeah.
Base running, all of it.
So you asked the question, are the Tigers better or worse than you expected? And you know what? Don't say, oh, well, they're about what I thought they would be. Are they, I mean, and it could be marginally, are they a little better or a little worse than you expected?
I'd say marginally better. Again, they're pacing to be better than the 16-14 mark that we set the bar for the month of April, so I'll be fair about it. And the bats are perking up. I don't want to say they're hot or are heating up, but in the last couple days, even the bottom of the order last night contributed. Now, some ticket texters, 248-539-9797. Wait, you.
I think they're better than I thought they would be.
Okay.
And some of that has just come with – now, they're not great with runners in scoring position, but they've won some of these games – because they have taken advantage of opportunities. Other teams, and we've had to live with this for a number of years, where the Tigers do something, and look, we had to live with it, you know, in the last week, where the Tigers have a couple of errors, and it costs them a game. A game that they should have won against the defending world champions, the Rangers. Like, there was games that they should have won that series, or at least split the series. And they don't do that as much, but they're also taking advantage when other teams have those errors. They allow an extra base runner, and you know, AJ's talked about this. We can't give away 90 feet. Other teams give away 90 feet, and the Tigers will make them pay.
Yeah, it was nice to see them capitalizing on other teams' mistakes.
Yeah.
Texter says, morning, guys. Scuba was dealing last night. Probably the best home plate umpire I've seen in a while. Dave at work. You heard Dickerson say, overpower. Scuba was overpowering guys up in the zone. He was also getting the call on the inside on right-handers where he could go little sinker low, little changeup low, low and inside, get that pitch inside against the right-handers. When he's got that, I mean...
Oh, he was nailing his spots.
Forget about it. It says, enjoy the moment, but I live in reality. The pitching will wear down and the batting production is very weak. Mark and Howell. That doesn't sound like living in the moment, Mark. Ticket Texter says, the funny part of the bats is Cookies didn't want those guys. He says, could you imagine if they'd removed Canna, Carpenter, and Urshela for Chapman, Bellinger, and Martinez? Yikes. A couple points. I never wanted to remove Canna. It was Canna and. Canna and another bat. And the idea that if they had Cody Bellinger, he's hitting better than Parker Meadows is. If they had Chapman, he was hitting better than Gio Urshela was.
Yeah.
It's not like guys, I mean.
The one that where you could make the argument and say, okay, what would have been a bad signing is JD Martinez, because he hasn't been able to get, I don't think he's been on the field yet. He was late signing.
Slow start.
Low back issue.
Yeah.
And so it's he's been one where maybe they had made the phone call. They did some research on medicals and said, you know what? Yeah, I don't think he's going to be reliable enough.
Yeah. So Chapman's OPS is in the 700s. Urshela, it's a lot of singles, not seeing the pop at the corner, and he's hurt right now. You'd rather have Chapman. But anyway, we'll live in the moment. Ticket Texture says, in the moment, Maeda comes up and throws today. If he's terrible, he should go to Toledo and Matt Manning should come up. Can't be messing around with this guy. Hasn't had a quality start yet. He looks really bad. Matt in Grand Blanc.
I mean, I wouldn't argue that point at all. Manning has come up and pitched well, you know, and wasn't hitting his spots in a couple of his starts, but also, what was it, six scoreless innings in his first start. And Maeda, okay, if he's not a good pitcher in April, then let that happen down in Toledo. And then when May comes around and he starts to warm up, then bring him back up.
Also, just a quick fact check. Maeda did have a quality start against the Twins. Six innings of one earned run baseball. But for the most part, yes, has not been good this season. His ERA is north of 7. Mm. Tigers will play good up until the Costa lock. Then there goes the season. That's from Steve.
Yeah, I'll do my part to try for Tigers fans to prevent all I can from you saying and giving your Costa lock.
So we did a bit on Cash the Ticket where the first holiday season we exchanged gifts. And I gave Mike a comically large key. It's a Costa unlock. Now, I don't know if he's lost it, if it was given away at a garage sale, but he has an...
You think it ever left the building?
Who knows?
Maybe in the dumpster.
Like, you could have committed a murder with it. It was a heavy key, but it was a Costa unlock. It exists out there in the world.
Okay, so he has the antidote.
Yes, to the poison that is me. Hi. Mm-hmm. We'll talk Brad Holmes coming up at 6:35. Lions fans, the mood of draft week. Ross Tucker, 7:02, some big Lions draft questions. He can give us some insight. And the 2 Grand Slam is at 7:25. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, charges are expected to be filed today against the woman accused of tragically killing 2 young siblings and injuring more than a dozen others at the Swan Boat Club in Monroe County this weekend. So Monroe County prosecuting attorney Jeffrey Yorkey said that the sheriff's department had some additional investigation to be done before they could give the final charges, before those could be determined. He also said that he would update the public when a decision is made and when the suspect is due in court for an arraignment. Once the suspect is arraigned, that's when their identity will be made public. Of course, the woman was arrested and taken to the Monroe County Jail on suspicion of driving while intoxicated, causing death, which is a 15-year felony. Additional charges are also likely. So we'll hear those perhaps as the morning unveils. We'll see if I can have those. They also did reveal the ages and sexes of 10 people who were hurt in the crash. Authorities initially said there were 15 victims total in connection with the crash. Two of those victims we know were killed, 8-year-old Alana Phillips, her brother, 5-year-old Zane Phillips. Now, the siblings' older brother and their mother were also critically injured. I did look at their GoFundMe page. It sounds like they're both awake, which is good news. I know the older brother had undergone surgery, so hopefully they'll be able to make a full recovery. On top of those, there was, I'm guessing, the 31-year-old woman is probably the mother, and the 11-year-old boy is the brother. And then there was an 18-year-old woman in serious condition, a 16-year-old girl, serious condition, 14-year-old boy, serious condition, 7-year-old woman, minor injuries, 66-year-old woman with minor injuries, 62-year-old woman, minor injuries, 57-year-old woman, minor injuries as well. And then a 42-year-old man didn't want to be taken to the hospital with minor injuries. So we're learning more as everything unveils. Doesn't get any easier to hear the details.
No,
it's only more difficult.
No, the investigators probably, you know, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and trying to find anything that they can throw at this driver.
Do it. Investigate everything. DTE Energy is installing smart devices that will use sensory technology to monitor and detect damage to power lines, which will hopefully reduce the length of power outages that we deal with. So the devices are part of DTE's plan to modernize its electric system. Crews were out on Monday installing one of the devices in Detroit. The plan is to install 280 this year and then 10,000 by 2028. Wow. Yes.
So they can identify exactly where there's a break in the line?
And it will send data back to like the controllers at DTE at their center. It can sense if a tree falls on a power line. It can sense when it's safe to restore the power or to de-energize the damaged line. So it will send all sorts of information back to their center there.
What I'd imagine when you could isolate the problem, you can kind of minimize all the other people who don't need to be bothered by that problem and just take care of it.
A driver was badly injured on Monday after crashing into a Wayne County aero board truck on I-75. So the crash happened Monday morning. This was in the southbound lanes near Schaefer Highway in Detroit. Police say a 48-year-old driver was taken to a nearby hospital with critical injuries. And police are saying speed is believed to have been a factor in the crash. And now Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw is reminding everyone, hey, it is important to drive a safe speed, especially in these construction zones that just continue to ramp up right now. Obviously, not only for your own safety, but also for the crews, the road workers who are out there as well. Detroit police are investigating after a mother allegedly used pepper spray on a group of middle school students last Friday.
Yeah.
Apparently the mother, this was at University Prep Middle School, was there to defend her daughter because she thought the class was bullying her, right? And there's video, like you said, John, and it shows this, there's a teacher telling this parent, hey, you know what? You can't be here. You gotta leave. The parent walks off, turns around, and then you see a group of the students kind of run off. And the mother, I guess, hit 13 kids with pepper spray. And officials say normally parents don't have access to children, right? Mm-hmm. You got to go through the processes to get into the schools. But they were outside probably for recess when she walked up.
So when you first read that story, I thought, okay, maybe it's a couple teenage boys messing around with a girl. 13
kids.
Okay, this is an overbearing mother.
Yeah. Definitely not the way to handle that situation without
no,
a doubt.
No.
And a little bit of good news. After reaching a 2024 high, gas prices in Michigan have dropped 10 cents from a week ago. So there you have it at $3.59. The price is 2 cents less than this time last month and 6 cents less than last year.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, the mood of draft week. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, the YMCA is always welcoming new members with no contract and no joiner fees. I'm loving the YMCA family membership with access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, all with free child watch while you work out and less than $3 a day. And today you can try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find what moves you today.
~427 to straightaway center field. Parker Meadows
showed some power.
He's got a couple home runs. Might be his only hits if you look at his batting average. Need to get him
not
going.
Not far off, yeah. He's got a triple in there.
He does, I know. He's got to get going. Tigers, though, the bat's perking up a little bit. 13-10 now on the season. We started talking about them. Are they better or worse than you expected so far? We got to talk about the draft here, John. We're 2 days away.
Can't wait.
This used to be a week where Lions fans were on edge because you didn't necessarily trust that things would go well. Brad Holmes has alleviated a lot of that angst. Huh. He's taken a lot of drama out of the process. And that, by the way, that's a good trade-off. But he's taken the edge off. And what's that been replaced with? What is the prevailing mood for Lions fans as you head into Thursday night? You're not picking in the top 5. You're not picking in the top 10. It's not, oh, I hope my GM doesn't screw this up. John, I think it's been replaced with confidence.
Yeah, I'd give you two words. Excitement with confidence.
I don't want to say it's not exciting, but it's certainly not the edge of your seat. Like, what could happen? He's given himself so much leeway with how he handled free agency. And the fact that he's already shown, hey, I can go outside the box. I can color outside the lines. I've taken running backs and stand-up linebackers. I've drafted tight ends. I've drafted, you know, boundary corners. It does not matter. You feel like whoever they take, you're going to be confident that he's made the right pick.
Right, and to me, that's exciting. It's who's going to be the next Lion, who's going to be the next guy that we're watching that we have confidence in. It's going to be a good player. Now, not everyone is going to be a superstar, but if you're looking at the track record, and with high draft picks, okay, you get superstar ability. And we hit it with, or Brad Holmes said, I say we, like I did anything. Brad Holmes hit it with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with Aleem McNeil. Now, Aleem McNeil, not the same star as Amon-Ra St. Brown, but right. In the third round, that's a damn good pick. And now I'm looking at it with excitement because I'm excited to see who is it that maybe we've overlooked. Like, is there somebody that we're not even talking about? And Brad Holmes is going, oh, this is the next Jahmyr Gibbs. Wait till people get a load of this one.
So it's a little bit of Christmas morning feel where you don't know you're going to get, but you're excited. I'll have to look for you on the Inside the Den, you know, Mr. Wee over there. See if you're in the background when they make the pick. I do think we as fans are excited about where this thing is headed. And you're on the edge of the Super Bowl. It feels like you really can't do wrong here. You know, I don't know that I'd want a receiver, all things considered, but I can't sit here and tell you I'd come in the next morning and be all mopey and pouty about it. I go, you know what? It's another weapon for Ben Johnson to scheme up. It's a guy who hopefully catches the ball on the critical third down and the critical fourth down in the NFC Championship. It wouldn't be my number one need, but Brad Holmes has said, like, I'm not going to draft for need. I'm not going to do whatever these mock drafts think I'm going to do. I might need a corner. If it's the best player, I'll take a corner. I might need an offensive lineman long term, but if there's not one there on the board at 29, I'm not reaching to take a guy who I don't have a first round grade on. And the same thing could be said about the edge position, right? If a freak athlete's sitting there at 29, where they got a chance to move up on the cheap and there's a guy sitting there, he'll do it. And if not, the hell with it. I'm not going to be boxed in and forced to take anybody.
Here's where I'm really excited. I'm excited because I think Brad Holmes, when you look at his track record, just in terms of drafting players, right? Insert good player. Whatever that name, whatever that position, that excites me. But it also excites me because he has been very willing to move around in the draft. Trade up, trade down. If he identifies one, he's willing to give up some capital, go get him, doesn't want to sit there and wait, even if it's just a couple of picks. And I'm excited because I just have this sense that we're all sitting here talking about, okay, they pick 29 and it's draft starts at 8. That's not going to happen until what, 11, 11:15, 11:30, whatever
could
it
be,
is.
Yeah.
And I just don't think Lions fans are going to have to wait that long. He's going to identify that player that he thinks is the best on the board, but he can also manufacture need-based in that. Because if the guy that you need the most, say it's a corner, and he's available at 16, now I want to trade up to that 16 spot, I can fill a need along with best player available because that's who it is at that time. Now the question is going to be, who is that trade partner? Because we always used to be of the mindset, hey, if you have a top 5 pick, top 6 pick, whatever it is, trade back, get more capital. Like you want more bites at the apple. And not everybody wants to be a willing trade partner. You look and everybody's pointing to 19, right? Because it's the Rams or, you know, anybody that he's associated with previously, those are obviously possible trade partners. Mm-hmm. You've got to have somebody to trade up or, you know, that's willing to be that partner. And that's what excites me is the mystery of who's that trade partner going to be and how high are they going to be able to go along with what are they going to spend to get there?
Mystery used to be terrifying.
Oh,
mystery used to be, they're going to screw this up some way, somehow. The guy they want's not going to be there. They're going to wait too long. They're going to settle. They're going to reach. They're going to Jelani Tavai, right? Like, mystery is not our friend. Mystery kind of feels like a good thing with Brad Holmes now. Mystery feels like, oh, people can't predict this guy.
Yeah.
Other people, you know, I don't believe GMs are sitting there reading Todd McShay or Mel Kiper or CBS Mock Draft 54, but they do have to do some internal charting of what they expect to happen. And I think Brad Holmes is incredibly unpredictable. How would you predict what this guy's going to do? If you're an opposing general manager, you don't know. And he maintains that. I think that's almost like an asset for him going into the draft, like an extra chip that he gets to play with because, well, if you think you're going to box me out of a corner, I don't have to take a corner. I've scouted the field. I can take someone in the second. I'm more than comfortable building up my offensive line. He's given himself outs and avenues, and he's flexible. That's the thing we talked about with free agency was if you address the needs in free agency, and he's the one who told us the strategy out loud. If you address the needs in free agency, you can draft your cornerstone in the draft. To your point, if there's not going to be a cornerstone at 29, you trust that he's going to go up and get a cornerstone. And they've scouted some of the high-end corners who, quote, aren't supposed to be there at 29. I think it's because that is a round in the chamber that he's considering.
Yeah, and so I think I've brought you on board with the excitement.
And the more we talk about it.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, because I can hear it in your voice. You're starting to get a little bit excited. But I'm also going to capitalize on the word that you said, the confidence. The confidence in the fact that we have a competent general manager. I mean, the Lions, when could we say we had a competent general manager? It was always, hey, we could be excited about the number one overall pick or number three overall pick or number six overall pick. But in the back of our minds, we're thinking, this guy's just going to be the next bust. Like, that was always a part of it. Now you have confidence that doesn't enter your mind. Like, at some point, it's going to happen. He's not going to bat 1,000.
Yep.
But at some point, is it – I mean, because we've had some picks where he hasn't hit on, but they haven't been the first-round guys. Now, okay, you could sit there and say, well, jury's still out on J-Mo, but there were some bumps in the road, but I think he's going to be – a really good player, but I have the confidence that we're simply watching a competent GM and maybe more competent than most.
Coming up next, let's mix this in. Best pick, worst pick, head scratcher for Brad Holmes. Because a lot of this is built on Holmes as the calming influence, as a galvanizer for this fan base, someone that you can believe in going into the draft. Coming up next, I've got the odds for the positions most likely to be selected by the Lions with their first pick. And we'll look at Brad Holmes' resume a little closer. Best pick, worst pick, head scratcher. Ross Tucker at 702. It's 97.1.
Hey, we always love talking about people with great competence. And if you want a competent, you know, tree service, lawn service, that's Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. They're going to get the job done, and they're going to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. You can give them a call at 888-GET-GREEN or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com for more information. For a limited time, right now, purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. And we all know warm weather is, we believe it's on the horizon. It's about to be here. And it also means not only is your grass going to grow, but weeds are going to grow along with it. Dandelions, they're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients. Stop dandelions before they go to seed. Now's the time you got to treat it. And if you see crabgrass, it's too late. So make sure you treat it now. They can prepare for all of those things and prepare your lawn for all of those things. They're not going to give you a runaround. They're not going to treat for one issue and then tell you have a problem later on and that it's hard to deal with. They're going to fix it now. It's been locally owned and operated for over 3 decades. Michigan owned, Michigan employees, Michigan family. So keep your money here in Michigan. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, 888-GET-GREEN or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Draft week, always a big week for Lions fans, but it's different this year. Not just because it's in Detroit. I think the mood's different. There used to be edge of your seat. Ah, are they going to get this right? Are they going to get this wrong? There's a little anxiety.
Angst.
And Holmes has taken the edge off. It doesn't really feel like there's a whole lot that's off the table for him, and it doesn't feel like there's a whole hell of a lot to be upset with. Whether they take offensive line, my preference, reinforce the cornerstone. Or a corner. Hey, they obviously need one. If he gets his guy, great. Pass rush can never have enough of them. Receiver, maybe not my top of the list, but I can't be mad. Sure, they need a guy to convert some of those big third and fourth downs in the Josh Reynolds role. Tight end, sure, they run two tight ends. There's really not a lot that would be off the table. I have the odds for the positions most likely selected by the Lions with their first pick. I want to give those to you. And then we're going to go through Brad Holmes. His best pick, his worst pick, and the biggest head scratcher as we evaluate the guy who's changed draft week forever for the Detroit Lions. John, the odds. Mm-hmm. The position most likely to be selected by the Lions with their first pick, cornerback plus 130. Damn near even money.
Yeah.
And that's some of the work that they've done pre-draft on, you know, Mitchell and Arnold, and everybody mocks them with Kool-Aid McKinstry if they sit at 29. Corner is the prevailing favorite pick for the Lions.
Well, it goes to their need from last year, and they addressed it a little bit in free agency, but it also is complicated with the absence now of Cam Sutton, and you pair that with it's the position that they have researched the most in regards to the 30 visits they were allowed. I think it was 8 of them. 9 of them were corners.
Sounds right.
So you're looking at it going, well, if you're reading the tea leaves, they all say corner.
Second most likely position, D-lineman/edge at plus 230. So you're getting 2.5, nearly 2.5 to 1 if you bet D-line.
And I think this one is, one, again, need, but it also is because of the way the draft is setting up. And there may not be, other than Caleb Williams and TBD, Marvin Harrison Jr., like the top end talent. I don't know the bona fide, you know, this guy should be wearing a Hall of Fame jacket at the end of their career. I don't know that talent is there, but this is a very deep draft in really good talent.
It also feels like it's top heavy with offensive players, where we could see 4 quarterbacks go in the top 5. We could see 3
offensive linemen.
3 receivers could go in the top 10. Then you start throwing in an offensive lineman. You go, oh, that's going to push down
Brock Bowers.
Corners and defensive linemen. Yeah. So corner and D-line, the most likely. O-line is plus 340. Wide receiver is plus 500. And then there's a giant drop-off. The idea that they would take a safety or linebacker plus 2,200 or plus 5,000. So it's really core 4.
They took running back off the board?
Yeah, they're not taking a running back.
QB?
No quarterback.
Oh.
You can't bet
that. That was going to be the Costa lock.
Yeah, right. So the 4 position groups, corner, D-line, O-line, receiver, right? Both trenches, both skill positions. That's it. The core 4 position groups that the Lions are most likely to draft, and the odds. If you had to make a bet with the odds included, what would you bet on? And by the way, let me just put a disclaimer. I know I'm the catch ticket guy. I think betting on NFL draft props are maybe the biggest fool's errand out there. This stuff changes with a rumor, with a tweet, with a whisper.
Oh, it changes after. I mean, when does the draft start? Caleb Williams, we think he's going to quarterback, probably going to the Commanders. Quarterback, whether it's New England or anybody that trades up, probably going top 3. The draft starts with Arizona.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest mystery right now. And so it all changes by the time you get to 4, 5, 6. If you're making a prop bet.
No, don't do it. But for the sake of conversation, knowing you get paid more if you said receiver or O-line, what would you bet?
I'll plant my flag on this one like I kind of did when we were talking earlier. I think they go corner, and I think they trade up to get him.
Okay. And by the way, we have our envelopes that we've tracked throughout the process, pre-free agency, post-free agency.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Let's see. I'm trying to think what I did.
I love that he doesn't remember.
Oh, I remember now.
Okay. We're going to do that on Thursday draft day, and then the third quote envelope will be your draft day prediction for the Lions. Not who you want. This all along has been who do you predict that they're going to take. So you would say corner plus 130. Ticket texters. On the mood of Lions fans, LFG from Ron in Carlton.
I like that mood.
Another one says, with Brad Holmes, ideally, I don't want to trade up. I want to move down, grab Zach Frazier, and make for a boring first day for Lions fans. But who cares about boring? We want to build a winner.
Right. But again, just like I mentioned, you got to have a trade partner to move up. You're also going to need that trade partner to move back. Somebody that wants to get into the first round, maybe it's a second first round pick, maybe it's, you know, who knows why they would want to get back into the first round. That's the mystery. But you've got to find that trade partner so you can acquire that capital, something worthy of trading out of the first.
If you want to trade back, and I'm totally on board, give Brad Holmes more picks. There's no obvious need. You're going to want Penix to fall. You're going to want Knicks to be there. You're going to want a quarterback to be there late first to entice someone to move up because it takes 2 to tango.
Well, and here's the thing that I heard some arguments over the past week or so about trading back. Well, people are saying, well, Brad Holmes would want to trade back because there might not be somebody with the first round grade there. I would anticipate that most big boards across the NFL, there's not going to be somebody graded as a first-round talent. There's going to be 32 picks in the first round.
It doesn't mean there's 32.
It doesn't mean there's 32 first-round grades. But whoever is picking at 29, whether it's the Lions or someone else, they're going to pick somebody. And if they don't have a trade partner, they're going to have to take somebody that's probably not a first-round grade.
All right, before we get to Ross Tucker, rapid fire. Brad Holmes' best pick is?
Penei Sewell. And I know that there are some arguments to be made for other guys. I'm not even going to say their names because I know that there's going to be ticket texters that want to fill in the blank. You might want to, but I think Penei Sewell, his first pick was, you want to talk about a cornerstone? Somebody you could build a franchise around, build an offense around? It's Penei Sewell.
I think Penei Sewell is the best athlete in Detroit, but best pick to me is Amon-Ra St. Brown because you get extra credit when you find an all-pro in the fourth round, 112th overall. That's an eye for talent. Penei Sewell was the obvious pick when they picked him. I give you more credit. Yes, he was.
No,
was he pick seven? Who would you take instead?
Micah Parsons?
Oh, I preferred Sewell at the time.
Well, I did too, okay. But I'm saying he wasn't the obvious pick. There was the guy that sat in your seat, his adopted son, is Micah Parsons.
Okay, I'm not going to atone for Stoney's sins. The next question was his worst pick, Brad Holmes' worst pick. There really aren't a lot of options. The one with the highest stakes, I would say, Levi Onwuzurike, second-round pick.
I'll second that one. I didn't like the pick at the time. He was one guy that I said was mocked to the Lions, maybe even in the third round, and I was like, he was a part-time player at Washington, was hurt. I didn't like it, the effort, I thought, wasn't there. Surprising, especially looking back in the trademarks that we have of Brad Holmes' picks, he is kind of the outlier.
The biggest head-scratcher that Brad Holmes has made?
This one, I'm going to say, I am going to take a page out of Stoney's book, and I'm going to say the third round from last year. I'm going to say Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin. So I'm going to steal two guys. I didn't understand the head scratcher of trading up to get Broderick Martin. Broderick Martin wasn't even ready to be drafted. The party was going to start the next day. The phone rings. Hey, I'm going to Detroit. And I just haven't seen it. And I asked Brad Holmes after. Like, he plays with high pad level. To me, going to the NFL, that's not a trait that I think it can improve. I don't count on it to improve. And then Hendon Hooker, I just head scratcher in why you would take a quarterback in the third round.
I think it's because they weren't fully sold on Goff. They wanted to make sure they had car insurance or home insurance. It was an insurance plan. And you may never actually file a claim. I hope for everybody's sake you don't have to file a claim on your house because it doesn't burn down or your car doesn't get in a wreck.
But did they draft him as a backup quarterback?
Well, I think they were drafting him to be a backup quarterback who could be a starter if they need it. If they don't need him to be a starter because Jared Goff's a franchise guy, it's a good problem to have. The point about D-line, there's kind of a trend here, right? Whether it's, I can make a case, Pascal was the head scratcher, an edge guy who doesn't, you know, put up sack totals. We've talked about Onwuzurike, Broderick Martin. Head scratcher to me, Jahmyr Gibbs. Cornerstone is the word Brad Holmes used to describe first round picks. Can a running back be a cornerstone in today's NFL? A guy that sees a second contract? I don't know. Now, it's not going to matter if he wins a Super Bowl, if he runs them into the end zone in the Super Bowl, but everything Holmes has said is it's not a race to the finish line. It's about sustainability. Running back is the least sustainable pick, and he made it at 12. Head scratcher. Of course he hit the ground running. Most running backs do. The question is, that pick will be graded, as Holmes says, 3 years later, 4 years later, when he's got wear and tear and you have to make a financial commitment to him or not.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. It's not necessarily a head scratch. Well, I will debate that with you.
We don't have time. We got to get to Ross.
Oh, that's right.
We'll find time today. Ross Tucker after the update, 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.